His name is wonderful. How many times have you sang that? His name is wonderful. And it's true. He is wonderful. And that's another name we have today. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, you'll see on the screen, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." You have had that read to you. You have read it many, many times. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Everything about Jesus, as we were singing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus here a while ago, everything about Jesus is wonderful. Amen? Can you name me anything about Jesus that's not wonderful? He is wonderful. Jesus is. If something's wonderful, it's astonishing. If something's wonderful, it's marvelous. And we know that Jesus is all these things. Jesus himself is a miracle by Almighty God, and we're thankful for who he is. Many hundreds of years before the birth in Bethlehem, Isaiah said, "Listen, there's going to be a Messiah, and he's going to be born, and he's going to be wonderful. His name is Wonderful." So everything about Jesus is wonderful. The miracles we could talk about for hours are astonishing. It's great. It's wonderful. And the Bible uses forms of this word, wonder, wonderful, or marvelous, to describe who God and Jesus is. Look with me at Exodus 15:11 on the screen. And it says, "Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?" Who among the gods, that's with a little G, by the way, "among the gods is like you, O Lord." Who's like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? Who, Lord, is like you? And we know we can't find another that's like him. It's just that simple. So he is wonderful. He does wonderful things, and we praise him for it today. The hymn, "I Stand Amazed in the Presence," you know how it goes? How what? Marvelous. How what? Wonderful. And my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Do you realize that? You see it, you know it, you hear it at church, you hear it through the week, you think about it, I pray that you will. In the good times and the bad times of life, that you'll know how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall what? Ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. And it was for Israel. It is for us today that this love led Israel out of Egypt, out of all the bondage, through the Red Sea. How marvelous, how awesome, how wonderful is your love for me. It was so great that Jesus came as a little baby. We celebrate Christmas. We see the scenes. We talk about it this time of year. We know this little babe, Jesus, now came in this manger. He was born, placed in a manger, all the way up to the death on Calvary's cross for a purpose: to save you and to save me from our sins, to save the whole world from their sin. The whole world. So he is wonderful that we could have eternal life and peace from God. So at his birth, we celebrate his birth. We're in that season. He was wonderful then. The birth itself is a miracle. You tell me how this birth of Jesus Christ, no human father, how can that be a miracle? A miracle from God. And conceived by the Holy Spirit, the only one, that's ever been. And Luke 1 tells us that. 31 through 35 on the screen, it says, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Miracle? Wonderful? Yes, all of it is. Wonderful in his birth, because the Holy Spirit came upon Mary here. And she says, you know, I see what you're saying here. Maybe, maybe not. How's this going to be? And he said, "The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you." The angel told her that. So he's wonderful. He's wonderful at birth, at conception, as a person. Almighty God and man together. Almighty God, human form, tested, tried just like us, walked the earth just like us. And we think, wow, how awesome that is. How wonderful it is. And he walked the earth without any sin whatsoever. Hebrews 4:15 on the screen. "For we do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weakness. But we have one who has been," what? "Tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." So we know we have somebody here. "For we do not have a," what? "A high priest." He is the high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. So that means whatever you're going through or will go through, the Lord Jesus knows about it. He knows about it. "But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin." So he's wonderful. Birth? Yes. His birth, the manger, the Christmas story? Yes. That he never was with sin, been tempted just like we have in all ways, but without sin. He's wonderful in his teaching. About 12 years old, he was over at the temple, and he was asking questions and talking with the people there, and the religious leaders of the day, they were spellbound, the scripture says. And says, man, listen at him. You know, what's going on? "Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes." So he was there teaching at a young age, and he's wonderful about that. How about his character? You say, well, you know, we judge people by their character. It's wonderful. You never see Jesus repent, do you? Why? Because we just said he was without sin. He had no need to repent. He had the perfect character. And he didn't have a need to repent. He never had to be converted. Nothing to repent for. He never sinned. He was without sin, the Bible says. You remember the story about the storm and the disciples, and Jesus even talked to nature. He said to the wind and the storm, he said, "Be still." And they said, wow. I mean, even the waves and the wind, the storm's listening to Jesus. He's wonderful in that way too. He's wonderful in every way. Never been such a miracle worker as Jesus Christ, the Lord. Well, how about the death and resurrection? Well, we're going all over the page, you may say. We started the wonderful in birth, yes, and then we get all the way to the death and resurrection. Yes, wonderful in that too, because he took our sin on that cross. What if the tomb had not been empty? You remember the stories of the people running to the tomb and the angel saying, "What are you doing here? Why are you looking for Jesus? He's not here. He rose." What if he had been in that tomb? Our life would have never been the same. The story would have never been the same. We would be lost in our sin if that tomb had not been empty. But praise God, it was empty. Thank God that he's at the right hand of the Father interceding for us today. In 1 Corinthians 15, you see these words on the screen. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But oh, we've got something. We don't have to be pitied more than all men because we know the truth about the death and the resurrection of Christ. Therefore, us also. So yes, he's wonderful in all those ways. Because of this resurrection, we're freed from sin. And I think that's wonderful. What do you think? You think it's wonderful? You think it's marvelous? You think it's astonishing? I sure do. The best story I've ever heard or been a part of. So we look at Romans 10, verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All because of Jesus' death, resurrection, forgiveness of sins possible. Now, who is wonderful? Wonderful. You know, you can put a comma, most people don't. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. There's not a comma really between wonderful and counselor, but I'm just kind of on the wonderful part. We could stay on the wonderful part for days and weeks and months and years because he is wonderful and wonderful counselor. Yes, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He is wonderful, and he helps us to see him for who he is. And if we trust him, then our life is full. We have bad times, we have good times, but yet, how do you describe it? What words would you put on it? When you're going through a storm, when it seems like that all of hell has been unleashed on you, when things are bad, when grief is present, when all these things are going the wrong way, we think, but yet, through the miraculous power of God, through his majesty, his holiness, and him being so wonderful, deep down in the heart and the soul of mankind, there is a peace that passes all understanding. There is a hope that's down deep within our soul that we know, even in the storm, that God is good, that God is wonderful, that our Lord and Savior, that he is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. This Messiah has come. We know the story. We know the birth. We see the miracles and how wonderful it is. And then we see through Scripture the death and the resurrection and the ascension. See, we've got the benefit of reading the whole story. We weren't living in the times when it was written, so we get to see it all here at one time. So surely we'll believe, surely we'll know he is wonderful. His name is wonderful, marvelous, wonderful. You better believe it. A wonderful birth, a wonderful teacher, wonderful character, wonderful works, even a wonderful death and resurrection. You know, we might just sing that. I know it's not, you done picked it out or whatever probably, but his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. You know, there's probably no doubt about it here that all of us gathered to say would agree on that. Yeah, Jesus is wonderful. He's wonderful. I believe He's wonderful. But there's situations we don't understand. There's things that we just can't wrap our mind around for us to trust and have faith and know He's wonderful. You know, the wise men came, they're called, and bowed down before Him in Bethlehem, and we see all sorts of scenes like that. Why'd they do it? Because they knew He was wonderful. They bowed down before Him, they loved and adored Him, the song says, because His name is wonderful. So you may be going into this Christmas season with the joy of the Lord. You may be going in this Christmas season with a depression, for all I know. You might be going into this season with thoughts that, you know, you've not shared with anybody. I don't know all those things. But I know that down deep in our heart and our mind and our soul, we know Jesus Christ is wonderful. So whatever you're experiencing today, whatever the next week or two or year bring you, trust in the Lord and know that He's wonderful. If you need to come to these altars, they're always open. If you need to pray right in your pew, the Lord will hear you. But if you stand with me, let's sing a little bit of that chorus that His name is wonderful. And realize He's wonderful no matter what the emotion of the day may be. No matter about the feeling you may have today, know that He's wonderful and treat Him that way.